everyone, and welcome to our very first podcast, a podcast we're calling Bringing Balance to Your Business with Christy. I'm your co-host, Ian Roach, and I'm here with...
Deborah Hobrick.
And of course, the star of the show, Christy. Christy, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
This is a podcast based out of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, and it's about an exciting topic, bookkeeping. And we want to get to know Christy. Christy, you have a business in bookkeeping, and tell me about it.
I do have a business in bookkeeping. I have actually been doing this for just about 2 years now. I have a Bachelor of Business Administration degree from University of Regina, and I also have a few years' experience with the government. I do bookkeeping and PST consulting. When I was with the government, I was a PST auditor, so it seemed like a good step.
What kind of clients are you looking for?
I look for clients in all different areas, all different industries. I deal with mostly small businesses, and I'm open to medium-sized businesses as well.
So full disclosure, not only are you a client of ours to do some work for you, but we're also a client of yours, and you do our books.
I do, yes.
Are we the type of client that you're looking for? Because in our case, it's a couple hours a month. What size of clients?
I actually, I'm open to any size of client, but my main focus is more on a larger client, either a day a week or 2 days a week would be something that I am very open to. And I also am very open to, unlike for your books, I bring them to my home and do them. I'm actually very open to going on site.
So besides basic bookkeeping, you also work with payroll?
I do, yes. I do payroll for clients that have staff. I can also produce the reports that you're going to need to remit your source deductions as well. And I provide pay stubs, and I can also provide T-4s.
When Deborah and I started our business as a partnership, I was dreading the thought and the expense of getting a bookkeeper, but it's something we needed to do. But you were referred to us by a friend. We met with you. I was surprised at how quick and efficient it is and how thorough it is. For a typical client, for a small business like this, for like ours, like how many hours would it take a month?
It's really hard to be able to pinpoint that when we first start. But on our initial meeting, that was why I asked you so many questions. What you do, how much volume you're expecting, those types of questions can actually give me a little bit better of an idea. And the fact that I started yours from scratch, I actually designed the way that it would be set up. So for yourselves, it was about 2 to 3 hours a month. And that is not an unreasonable starting point. But again, each business is different. So we can actually take each individual business and be able to analyze it and basically go from there. First few months, we'll get a really good idea of how much time it'll take, and we can work together. Open communication is very essential.
So talking about, you did mention that you started our business from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you do? I mean, you were incredibly helpful when we started, making sure that we had everything arranged, that we had everything ready to go. Is that something you would help with a business that's just starting?
Absolutely. I definitely help with that. I've helped with that with other clients in the past as well. It's very important to make sure you have your GST numbers, your PST numbers, your GST number and your PST number, as well as any municipal or city licenses that you'll be required.
I guess the other side of that, I mean, we were a startup and you got in from the beginning, but you often hear businesses, I haven't done the books in X amount of time, whether it's months or years, and they finally get to the point they need to get their books in order. Is that a task you would take on?
Yes, absolutely. I would definitely take that task on. You would just expect a lot of phone calls and emails from me asking questions. Again, communication is really important. We just all need to be on the same page, and that way you'll also know what's going on.
You mentioned communication, and we really have appreciated the fact that if you have a question, you ask it, you email, you call, and you have no issue with us asking questions as well. Is that you seem to be very open to having a conversation instead of just saying, okay, this is what you need to do, this is what you need to do.
That is very important, though, in any business model. You have to have the open communication. The only way I'm actually successful in my own business is if you're successful in yours. So that can only be actually obtained through a lot of work and a lot of communication to make sure that we're all on the same page. I probably give you way too much information in some cases that you may not need to know, but I think it's better to understand more than not enough.
There's a saying out there, the only things that you can count on in life, death and taxes. And of course, we start a new business and we have to collect and remit taxes. Can you help a business with that?
Absolutely. It's very important to make sure that taxes are being handled correctly. So sales invoices will be looked at initially to make sure that we are actually handling the tax portion of that correctly. We want to make sure that PST is being charged where it needs to be and GST is being charged where it needs to be. And I take care of that part, but I just have to make sure our communication is on par so that we are both on the same page with that.
And you did a really good job early on. We would ask you, do we have to charge PST on this? And often the answer is yes. But there's some things that we didn't, but you were really clear in helping us sort that out. And that's obviously part of the service you offer.
Yes, I also do the PST consulting portion of my business, and I actually just include that with the bookkeeping. So when it comes to self-assessments that are required, I will just do that, and I'll explain to you why I did it, and I will also keep copies for you separate so that things can be attached where they need to be for certain reports so you have everything in order.
I know, I think I can speak on behalf of Deborah and myself. For us, having somebody else do our books and doing it thoroughly and professionally frees us up to actually focus on what we do best, which is social media marketing and communications.
Well, and I can agree with you because since hiring you to do my marketing, I have drawn so many blanks every time you ask me for something creative. I do what I do, numbers, and you do what you do very well. So we'll stick to our respective positions.
If I'm in the market for a bookkeeper, PST consultant, how do I get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me through my website, christywiese.com, christywiese.com. You can get a hold of me through telephone, 306-530-6994. You can find my link on Facebook. And you can also email me, christy.weiss@outlook.com.
And people get a hold of you and you'll go out, you'll meet and see if it's a good fit and go from there.
Absolutely.
Christy, thank you so much.
Thanks, Christy. Thank you.
Thanks for being the guest on your very first podcast.